Hi, my name is Robin Duncan. You are listening to one of our 10 audio lectures on Manifesting Wealth, a 40-day plan to restore abundance consciousness to your mind. This information is based on the spiritual principles of A Course in Miracles, along with my own personal insights from studying the Course. This product, along with other audio lectures, is available at lifehealingproducts.com. Today's topic is called I Can Have Everything, and So Can You. If you've come this far, I congratulate you. It means that you have somehow made it past your ego and on to the awakening of your true self. I refer to the ego as the guard dog at the fence. He is always on duty and always ready to snatch away any progress you make towards your own happiness. He is divisive, as clever as you are, and he's committed to you not remembering who you are. If you've made it this far, you are on the home stretch. Take a moment to relax and breathe that in. Your sense of peace will continue to build at this point. No doubt you need some relaxation by now. It is no little task to stand up to your own mind, face your fears, and then walk past them with the understanding that they cannot harm you. Do you realize how courageous that is? You may not be giving yourself credit, but I assure you, you are very courageous. Facing the fear and darkness of your own mind is no little thing. After practicing the principles that I'm sharing with you now, I found myself having success and actually beginning to enjoy some of the benefits of my true abundance. Things weren't perfect yet, but there were good things happening, and it was noticeable. Then something really strange began to happen. I started to feel guilty. My awareness of my true self and my abundance was becoming more known to me, and as a result, I was becoming even more aware of everyone around me. Even though I had always felt compassion and a connection with others, all of a sudden, I was acutely aware of everyone, as if their pain was my own. I was learning how to release my thoughts, fears, and judgments about myself, but now I was feeling bombarded with an awareness of all the pain and suffering of others. I was overwhelmed. My ego was screaming at me, "How can you enjoy life or have something nice when all of these people are suffering? Who are you to have a good life when other people don't? Aren't you being selfish and greedy?" I didn't have an answer, and so I prayed about it. The next morning, I woke up with these words on my lips: "You can have anything you want when other people don't, because they already have it." In that same moment, I was shown a huge table of abundance with all the people of the world sitting around it. The table was infinite, and it had everything you could want or need or desire. Everyone was welcome to have as much as they wanted. This was a very happy and abundant table. Some of the people were joyful, laughing, and enjoying the great abundance of the table. Other people were scared, sad, and depressed. Their eyes were closed in fear, and their hands were covering their ears. They weren't even aware of the table. I was shown that everyone has a permanent seat at this table, and they may receive from it at any time. God is the giver, and we are the receivers. I was further shown that I'd been perceiving myself as standing away from the table, and I was seeing others as standing even further away than I was. In other words, I was being a table runner. Somehow, I had accepted the idea that it was up to me to run the stuff from the table out to the people who didn't know where it was. I had been engaging illusions. The voice reminded me that if I was to know the greatness of my abundance, then I'd have to stop denying my own seat at the table. I needed to remember that everyone is seated at the table with me, and they are able to access their abundance whenever they wish. If I would see them as whole, complete, and provided for, just as God created them, I would remember this about myself. Then the full awareness and benefits of the table could be restored to me. The information I received was so profound. In that moment, I realized that it was not up to me to save the world. It was up to me to remember that the world is already saved. God has never abandoned us, and we have never been denied the love, safety, and abundance of our Creator. God's will is for our happiness. Everything has already been provided to ensure that we have everything. All that has happened is that we've been denying our seat at the table through our self-judgments, judgments towards others, and our feelings of unworthiness. We have accepted the idea that there's a gap between us and this table. Yet with our willingness to forgive ourselves and others, we see worthiness in everyone. The gap is replaced with the awareness of our true abundance. Everyone has a seat at this table, and no one is excluded. Even with our greatest mistakes and failures, we have never altered each other and what God has created within us. If we see guilt in even one person, whether it's in ourselves or someone else, it's enough to block the table of abundance from our awareness. I felt the weight of the world come off my shoulders, and I wept in gratitude. I also gave up my role as a table runner that day, and I accepted my seat at the table with gratitude. Now I spend my time enjoying the greatness and generosity of what God has already given, and I share the excitement of those wondrous gifts with others. This has proven to be a much better way to help others to open their eyes, reclaim their abundance, and get on with their happiness. Many people have grown up with the belief that if you allow yourself to receive more than you need, then you are greedy or selfish. Some are taught to be grateful and content with the little that you have, or God will never give you more, almost like there's a checklist being kept somewhere. At a deeper level, this is a belief in lack, scarcity, and unworthiness. It also defines God as harsh, judgmental, and conditional about His love. You might have been taught that you must work hard or struggle to have anything, and if you're not smart enough, or if you don't do the right things, it will be taken from you. As a result, many people will not let themselves receive more than they need for basic survival. For many, there is a deep sense of guilt in asking for anything. The experience of the table of abundance opened my eyes to the infinite love and wealth of our Creator, and how that love and wealth is unconditional and always present and always available to everyone. There's one more important point before we move on, and it is this. Never put your happiness into the future, because you'll be placing it where it does not exist. Here's an example. Let's say that you're working very hard at trying to solve a certain problem, maybe finding a job or getting a promotion or buying a new home. Without realizing it, you might be thinking, "I'll feel so relieved or happy when this thing finally happens." This is a big mistake, and it will delay your awareness of happiness and abundance. Happiness and abundance exist in the present moment. You must claim them now and hold the awareness that they are already yours in order to experience them in the future. A Course in Miracles reminds us that cause and consequence are simultaneous. This means that in order to have a certain effect, you must also embrace the cause of that effect. Let's take the sun for an example. The sun is the cause of the sun rays, and the sun rays are the effect of the sun. If you wanted to feel the rays of sun on your face, you would need to turn your attention towards the sun which is the source of the rays. If you deny the sun or look away, you would become unaware of the sun and also the warming effects of its rays. If you'd like to experience wealth, you must turn your attention and your awareness to the cause or the source of your wealth in order to know your wealth. Until now, you might have felt that you are the source of your wealth. This is a false idea or a misperception. As a result, you've turned away from the true cause of your abundance. Therefore, you're no longer experiencing the abundant effects that are naturally yours. You are trying to experience the effect of abundance, yet you are denying its cause. You and your wealth are the effect of the source. God is the source and giver, and you are the receiver. You are not the source. When you look to your true source for love, happiness, peace, health, and abundance, you will experience the effects or the blessings of all that is naturally yours. Today is a perfect day to claim your seat at the table with relief and gratitude. You are worthy of receiving all that God has for you. It's time to enjoy life, claim your attitude of wealth, and receive from the infinite table of abundance. Be willing to see the truth of everyone in the world and that they are safe, healed, happy, and whole, and they are seated at the table with you. You can hold this thought in your mind until everyone in the world is able to receive this thought for themselves. If they appear to be sad, depressed, sick, lacking, or afraid, it is because they have unknowingly forgotten their true source, and they're experiencing the consequences of their misperception. This will be undone by the Holy Spirit at their slightest invitation. Until then, it will be much easier for them to move past their fear and awaken to their true source of abundance when they hear the gentle reminders and the joyful laughter that is coming from you in the seat that you have claimed for yourself. Let's take a moment now to anchor these thoughts into your deep inner mind. Go ahead and close your eyes down and take 3 deep breaths. Imagine yourself sitting in a large wooden boat and you're adrift at sea. The boat is surrounded by a deep, dense fog. You've been in this boat for a long time. And all of your loved ones, and even a few that you don't know, are in the boat with you. The boat is old and falling apart, and there's not much food left. Day after day, you've been practicing holding on to a healed and whole picture of your situation, because you're aware that this is the way out of misery. Other people in the boat are growing more depressed with each passing day. But you're feeling more peaceful, strong, and optimistic. You're simply refusing to accept that this ugly picture is the truth of your reality. You understand that you are looking only at your past thoughts, and every day you've been asking God to heal the part of your mind that has ever consented to lack, illness, misery, or abandonment. Then you spend the rest of the day seeing yourself as safe, happy, healed, and whole. You imagine yourself in a safe and wonderful place, clean, refreshed, and enjoying a wonderful meal with your family. Other people in the boat think you're crazy. They don't understand why you're smiling in such a dire situation. And one by one, they move away from you and gather at the other end of the boat. You've learned that focusing on the truth is your only way out of this. So despite all the judgment and even the feelings of loneliness, you continue on with your daily practice. Day by day, the boat is getting worse. Now the boat is taking on water. You're doing what's in front of you to do and even bailing out the water along with the others. but you're committed to staying out of fear, out of judgment, and you're focused on what's true. You are determined to hold peace as your goal. You choose to have faith and trust that your source is intact and there is nothing to fear. Then all of a sudden, you hear the sound of a horn blasting, and out of the dense fog, there comes a large cruising yacht. They spot your boat immediately and pull up to your side of the boat. You are thrilled, and you start calling out to the others. You see that they've become so scared that many of them are covering their eyes and ears against the sound of the horn. They are refusing to come out. You go to them, and you urge them to come to your side of the boat and move on to their safety, but they won't budge. The people on the yacht throw down a ladder and toss you several life rings. You frantically try to get the others to move towards their safety, but their eyes are closed. They're just too frightened. You try everything you know to convince them that they are safe and all they have to do is accept their safety, but they won't listen. You're becoming exhausted, and as much as you want them to change their mind, they won't. You pause and pray, and your guidance tells you to get onto the yacht, and it will all be okay. You are reluctant, but you've learned to listen and trust what you are hearing. You move back over to the other side of the boat and climb up onto the yacht. Once you're on the upper deck, you see the strength, beauty, and elegance of the boat. It is so wonderful to feel safe again. There are people there to greet you, and they are smiling and happy and reassuring. You look back down at the wooden boat, and it's beginning to take on more water. And you see that one by one, the people are realizing that the water is rising and that their boat is doomed. Their willingness to get out of their situation is now higher than their willingness to stay in it. You didn't realize it, but some of them were watching you as you made your way to safety. The ones that saw what you did are the first ones to jump up and do what you did and climb onto the larger boat. The others are watching them, and they quickly follow their lead. And one by one, each one comes up and over the edge of the yacht. Their eyes are filled with tears of happiness. They are so happy to feel safe again, and they begin showering you with gratitude and thanks. Later that day, everyone joins together at a huge table in the center of the yacht. The crew has prepared a delicious meal with the finest ingredients. There is plenty for everyone to enjoy as much as they want. You sit back in your seat and you enjoy the moment. You realize that your happy vision of seeing everyone safe and secure, even when it made no sense at all, is now happening in front of you. There is a great rush of gratitude from your head down to your toes. From this moment on, you are committed to unwavering faith. You understand that the greatest thing that you can do is to choose happiness, safety, and abundance for yourself in the present moment, and trust that your source is intact. Everyone will ultimately claim their own experience of happiness, safety, and abundance when they're ready. Let's deeply anchor this feeling. Go ahead and place your thumb and middle finger together on each hand and repeat after me. When I choose happiness and abundance for myself, I bring blessings to everyone. Even with my greatest mistakes and failures, I have never altered what God created within me. I am worthy of the infinite happiness, wealth, and abundance that God has for me. When I choose happiness and freedom for myself, I choose it for everyone. In gratitude, I claim my seat at the infinite table of abundance that God has given me. Let's go ahead and finish with this prayer. Dear God, in gratitude, I claim my seat at your rich table of abundance. I choose to accept only what you have given and let the rest go. Please heal the part of my mind that accepted the idea that I was unworthy of your love and resources. I accept that I am worthy because what you created in me cannot be changed. You are the cause and giver. I am your effect and receiver. I accept my true relationship with you, where there are no illusions and none can ever enter. Please teach me to be a gracious and happy receiver in every area of my life. I exchange my guilt for gratitude and choose only to see the wholeness of everyone around me. Thank you for replacing all of my fear, lack, and grievances with the blessings and bounty of your love. With your willingness to claim your seat at the table of abundance, you are now free to receive the greatness of God's love and generosity. It all begins with the love, kindness, time, and generosity you offer to yourself. The universe will follow your lead. I'm going to count now from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, you will open your eyes with a clear awareness of your seat at the table of abundance. You are free to enjoy the benefits without guilt of any kind. 1, 2, take in a deep breath of gratitude. 3, 4, anchor that feeling deep within your soul. And 5, open your eyes. You are one with God and you are entitled to happiness and abundance. It's important to listen to this recording at least once a day or as frequently as possible. This will help you to open your mind to remember your innocence, your natural power, and your abundant flow as it comes from God. Remember to expect miracles. You have been listening to one of the 10 recordings for our Manifesting Wealth series, a 40-day program to restore abundance consciousness to your mind. This product is available at lifehealingproducts.com.